Welcome to the Creative Pen Podcasts. I'm Joanna Penn, bringing you interviews, inspiration and information on writing, publishing options, internet sales and promotion for your book. The companion website is www.thecreativepen.com, and that's pen with a double N. And here's the show. Hi everyone, this is Joanna Penn for the Creative Pen Podcast, and today I'm interviewing Debbie Jenkins. Debbie is co-author of The Wealthy Author, The Fast Profit Method for Writing, Publishing and Selling Your Nonfiction Book. She is also a publisher at Bookshaker.com, a small press for nonfiction books, and also runs the Publishing Academy. So welcome, Debbie.
Hi Joanna, it's nice to be here.
Yeah, great to talk to you. And you're in Spain, I'm in Australia, we're both British. It's a crazy world.
It is, it's a very small world.
It is these days. So I've just finished reading your book, The Wealthy Author, and it's just brilliant. But maybe you could start by telling us a bit about you and about your company.
Okay, well, my background is a bit strange. I'm an electronics engineer by discipline. Didn't do that for very long, didn't enjoy it very much. There weren't enough people around to talk to, and I like my talking. Mm-hmm. So about 13 years ago, with my brother Joe, we set up a web design and marketing company. I did the techie bits and Joe did all the design bits. And that went really well for a while. And then in about 2000, it suddenly got rocky. We had 12 staff, we had big offices in Birmingham. We seemed to be going well, and then it just all sort of fell apart for us. And we spent some time really thinking about what it was we were good at, what we did really well, and what we wanted to do next. And that's when we started focusing on what we called lean marketing. And we wrote our first book in 2003, which was called The Gorillas Want Bananas, and we self-published it. And 2003 really was the turning point for me and Joe doing what we loved doing, and working out what it was that we were really good at, which was marketing and publishing books. So we started in 2003 with The Gorillas Want Bananas, and then since then we've published over 70 non-fiction books on loads of subjects, but mostly around the how-to market. So women's books, how to set up a business, how to be a mum and set up a business, for example, travel books, how to relocate, a subject for mine and your hearts. NLP books, business and marketing books. So we've now published around 70 of those.
That's 70?
70, yeah.
And did you write all those yourselves?
No, we've written about 6 print books ourselves, The Wealthy Author being the most recent one, and all of the rest are specialists. We call them people with muddy boots. They're people who've been there, done it, got the T-shirt, really know what they're talking about. They're often coaches or consultants or specialists in an area who have intellectual property, and what we do is we help them get that into book form so that they can reach a wider audience.
That's fantastic. You just freaked me out then. I thought, wow, 70 books in 6 years.
No, I don't think we couldn't have written 70 books in 6 years. I think we'd have been up 24 hours a day. So we do weekly.
Oh, that's great. Okay, so maybe you could briefly explain, you know, what is The Wealthy Author about, and who is it for?
Okay, well, I suppose The Wealthy Author is really the culmination of over the last 6 or 7 years, what we've learned the hard way about the publishing business. When we wrote our first book, we were so naive. We really didn't know, you know, all the ins and outs and what we were getting into. And we learned so much in those few months of writing our first book and self-publishing it. And so The Wealthy Author really is the combination of what we've learnt with all of our authors and through our own mistakes. We've made plenty, and we've made lots of success as well. So The Wealthy Author is really the combination of all of that. It's the putting it all down into almost a formula, but not quite. I mean, I don't think we can really sum it up in just a formula, but allowing other people to get to the end line a lot faster than we did.
No, that's fantastic. And so it is basically a how-to style book, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the whole book focuses around what we call the six steps to go from an idea for a book to actually becoming a wealthy author. What we found is most people we deal with, most authors generally, can do a number of the steps and do a number of the steps really well. But what happens is they get stuck on one or two of the steps or don't get very far along the whole ladder. And the book's really to help them get beyond, you know, beyond their sticking points.
Okay, so, you know, when I was reading the book, you do actually sort of guide people down the path of which particular types of books can actually make a lot of money. So how do people know if they have that type of book, or how can they actually change their idea to actually make money?
Okay, in our book, we like having little self-tests because it helps you do a bit of a reality check on yourself. You can sometimes sort of go off thinking it's the best book in the world, and your friends and your mum and your dad will say, oh, yes, wonderful, great idea. But what you really need is a bit of a reality check. So in the book, we've got lots of tests to help you give yourself a reality check. One of the ones for helping you decide if it's going to be a successful book is a self-test called Does Your Book Appeal to Hungry Fanatics? Now, we think that if you can find a gang of hungry fanatics and supply them with what's missing in the market, then you've got a chance of having a really good book.
Mm. So do you get people coming to you, though, saying, this is the book that's on my heart, the book I've always wanted to write, this is the book I have to write, versus, you know, the hungry fanatic kind of crowd? What do you say to them?
Yep, that's a really good point, and we do have people who do that. And what we suggest to them is that they have to consider what their goals are for their book. It may be, and there are lots of people around that they're in this position, it may be that, like you say, it's just the book they have to write, it. They're born to write this book. And for those people, we really strongly recommend that they follow the ideas in the book, obviously gearing it towards their personal goals, and then they consider the goal of self-publishing. Because to be honest, if the book doesn't appeal to a group of hungry fanatics, but for non-fiction how-to books, if it doesn't appeal to hungry fanatics, then the vast majority of publishers out there won't be able to take it on, because they won't be able to take that risk. So, but the brilliant thing these days, and I mean you're a great proponent of this, is how relatively easy it is to self-publish. And as long as you get good advice, you take that good advice, self-publishing today is a really excellent option for lots of people.
Mm, no, that's fantastic. And how do people know that there are a group of hungry fanatics waiting for their book?
We've got a list of questions that they should ask themselves. For example, can you easily identify the reader? We get a lot of books that sent to us and it says, this book can help everybody. The whole world would be helped by this book. And whilst that may be true, it's incredibly difficult to market to the whole world. It's a lot easier to market to small target groups within the whole world because you can find them. So there might be forums on LinkedIn or Facebook where those people all sort of, you know, gather and collect and talk about the thing that your book is about. What we suggest people do if they do have a book that appeals to the whole world is we say that they should really break that down into lots of smaller targets and then focus on each of those targets individually. So that's one way of looking for hungry fanatics. Another way is what you don't want are hungry fanatics who are poor and unable to buy your book. So, you know, because whilst the greatest will in the world, you know, That's very kind of you to write a book that you're going to give to them, and that's also a very good marketing tactic, but that's a different tactic. You want people who can afford to buy your book and also want to buy a book and actually are book buying type people. Some markets aren't their thing. It's just not what they buy. Whereas other markets, books are very, very important to that target market. So that's another way of looking for hungry fanatics.
Mm, that's fantastic. And I think you do talk about the changing publishing marketplace in the book. And how can authors take advantage of these sort of these changes in the marketplace to make more money?
I think anybody who's in publishing at the moment will have caught on the wind of Smashwords, for example. Smashwords are doing brilliantly at the moment with getting your ebooks out to a much wider audience. So that's one area where I think previously, maybe 5 or 6 years ago, ebooks were seen as the sort of dodgy internet marketing end of the scale, where they were sold for hundreds of pounds, had much value. And now with Amazon Kindle, the Sony e-reader, and this, I don't know, there's about another 30 or so e-readers, plus all the mobile phones that can read ebooks. Ebooks now is a massive market where, for very little investment overall, authors can get their book read by a bigger audience. So, okay, one of the other areas that allows authors to take advantage of new technology and what's happening in the publishing industry is print on demand. Print on demand is used by large publishers to keep their backlist available, but it's also used by small, innovative publishers and self-publishers. The biggest benefit of print on demand for a smaller self-publisher is the low barrier cost for entry to enter the market to get your print book out into the market.
No, that's fantastic. And can I ask, you know, what do you think about traditional publishing and the kind of, is that stigma still around, do you think, of the self-publishing, print on demand, ebooks, or is that really changing now?
I think sadly there's still a little bit of it around, but it's definitely changing. I think there's a big problem in the industry at the moment, and that's with those alleged self-publishers, which are really vanity publishers, and I think they're muddying the water a little. And the opportunities for a savvy author to get their book either printed, published by a large publisher, one of the new Web 2.0 publishers, you know, the sort of new breed of publishers which we class ourselves as, or to self-publish, means that there's no need really anymore to go down the vanity publishing route. And I think it's not the self-publishing route that really has a stigma, it's the vanity publishing side of that. I think self-publishing has a really, really strong opportunity and is becoming much more acceptable.
Mm. And so, sorry, on that, would you class vanity publishing as a company that you pay a lot of money to in order to publish, versus self-publishing that you can do pretty much yourself for free these days on Amazon?
Absolutely. Vanity publishers the charges vary from a few thousand pounds to tens of thousands of pounds. And basically what the vanity publisher suggests is that they will do everything for you, and I think that that's where the misleading part is, because at the end of the day, where if you're the author of the book, then you're also the face of the book.
Okay, so you were talking there about the fact that at the end of the day, the author has to be the one selling the book. Even with big publishers now, you have to know about marketing. And you've got so much book marketing advice in The Wealthy Author, but I wondered if you could pick your top three book marketing tactics to share with the listeners.
Okay, picking three is hard, like you said. But I think the three that seem to work best for us and for our authors, not necessarily in this order, but these are the three. I think the first one is to use the killer apps that are out there to sell your book, so that you don't have to reinvent anything. For example, Amazon is a killer app for selling print books. You're available on Amazon, and you use Amazon effectively, then Amazon is a killer marketing app. And when I say use it effectively, it means more than just make your book available. It means make sure that the description, it looks excellent and has got all the right keywords in it. It means make an author profile and populate that with interesting information. It means get reviews for your book on Amazon. I always buy books based on what other people have said about it now. Sometimes if it's a very bad review, I'll buy it just to see if I agree or not. So it doesn't matter even if it's a few bad reviews on there, but get reviews for your books, and also do the nice thing and review other people's books in your genre. Don't consider other authors who hit the same target market as you as competitors. Consider them as allies, because people who buy one book on a subject tend to buy more than one book. So, for example, with book publishing, I've got about 40 books on the subject of book publishing. So don't consider other authors your competitors, consider them your allies. So Amazon is definitely one of the number one apps for print books. And I think along with that, for e-books, I would suggest Smashwords are a definite, you know, they're doing so many fantastic things at the moment. So use Smashwords for your e-books. So I suppose my number one marketing tactic is to use the killer apps that are already out there to market and sell your book. Number two, I would say, is to sell in bulk. Most authors, when they've written a book, think that the books will just sell. They'll fly off their bookshelves or just sell easily on Amazon. What we say is it's a lot easier to sell 100 books to one person than to sell one book to 100 people. So if you can sell books in bulk, you will save yourself a lot of time and effort. And there are many different ways of doing that, including, for example, looking to see who the target market for your book, to see who are the big players in that target market. Maybe they'd like to sponsor your book or buy books in discounting bulk, and that they can provide them to their own audience. Also, if you're a public speaker, for example, a lot of our authors are public speakers, you can increase the fee you get for a public performance by selling books in bulk to the organiser as well. So lots of opportunities for... The third suggestion for marketing books is to... and I think it's something you suggest to all of your... people, Joanna, is to have a really good online presence, to have a good platform. And that really starts around your own website and blog and doesn't end there. What we suggest is you set up Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and other social networks. And once you've set them up and got them looking really nice, you automate as much as possible the process of feeding those social networks with useful information and things to generate fans for you. So the third one is having a sort of a really good social network around you and your blog.
Mm. And that's interesting because one of my questions I've got here is, can the same principles be applied to fiction authors? And what you've just said there, you know, probably apart from selling bulk, fiction authors can use those killer apps and the platform building as well, can't they?
Absolutely. Lots of the suggestions we come up with in the Wealthy Author can be used by fiction authors. I think the biggest boon for fiction authors now is the social networking, because they can gather a group of people around them.
No, that's great. And I've been thinking about this because, one of the main reasons I buy books at the moment, especially on the Kindle, is literally if I just hear about the author or the book online, I'll immediately go and, you know, look it up on my Kindle. So I guess that works for both fiction and nonfiction as long as they are on these platforms.
Yeah, absolutely. They've just got to make themselves available in as many different opportunities as possible. And I do the same, you know, if I try and follow my book buying web, it may be that I start off with one book, think that looks great, and then they mention another author, and then I buy their book, and then the web of buying books now is really intricate, and I think you need to be there to get bought. You know, if you're not there, they can't buy your book.
Yeah, exactly right. So, I mean, you obviously talk a lot about the book, but you also talk about having a product pipeline. Maybe you can explain that and maybe give some examples.
Yeah, one of the things that we've always been a proponent of right from the beginning of setting up business is this idea of moving prospects through a pipeline rather than just saying, "Hello, Mr. Prospect, would you like to buy my most expensive product?" You actually have to sort of chat them up a bit. You know, you wouldn't go into a singles bar and ask the first bloke you've bumped into if they'll marry you. you'd work a little bit on it. It's a bit like dating. Mm. And so our product pipeline is a little bit like dating. And if you imagine a funnel with the wide part at the top and the narrow bit at the bottom, at the top, you're talking to lots of people and lots of prospects. And also at the top, it's you're doing everything you do for free. And that's where your things like your blog and your social networking come in, and free chapters of your book and free tests, self-tests, or images from your book and things to help people start to get to know you a little bit better and to start to feel comfortable with you. What we find a lot of authors, a lot of want-to-be authors do, is that they, especially the ones who are consultants and coaches, go from, here I am, here's my online presence, now do you want to buy me as the coach, as the consultant, do you want to spend £1,000 on me as the consultant? And they try and make a big jump from the top of the funnel to the bottom. Then they go to the stage of saying, ah, if I had a book, I can make that step a little bit easier. And so often the book is then the next step in the funnel, the next narrowing it down. So it's a low-cost, easy-to-access way of learning more about this coach or consultant, this author that you're dealing with. And sometimes what we find then is, after that, they realise that it's a big step from going from buy my book for £15 to spend £1,000 for coaching.
Okay, well, that's amazing advice, and I really recommend the book. I had the ebook, and then I have actually bought the print book because I, you know, it's a book I want to keep rereading, and you know, that's unusual. So I, you know, really congratulate you guys on that. So where can people find the book, and where can they find you online?
The easiest way of getting hold of the book is come on over to the Publishing Academy, which is publishingacademy.com, and you can buy the book from there. And if you buy the book from there, you'll also get 30 days free access to our faculty of publishing experts. Also, there's a website called authorshop.com, and on there we have our Seven Sins Authors Do ebook, which you can get for free, so they can have a read and, you know, sort of test us out, see if they like what we're saying and our attitude to publishing on there. And also, if they want to be one of our authors, they can come on over to bookshaker.com.
Fantastic. Well, thanks ever so much for your time, Debbie. That was great.
Thanks, Joanna. It's been lovely to speak to you.
Thanks for listening today. I hope you found it helpful. You can get more information on writing, publishing options, sales and promotion for your book at www.thecreativepen.com, and that's pen with a double N. And you can also get your free How to Be an Author workbook at www.howtobeanauthor.com. See you next time.